I said, Dr. Minhas, I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on the patient named Sean O'Rourke, S-E-A-N-O-R-O-U-R-K-E. Date of birth 05/22/1978. Date of appointment June 12, 2025. Requesting physician Carla Darrow, C-A-R-L-A-D-A-R-R-O-W-C-N-P. Dear Carla Darrow, I have the pleasure of seeing Sean O'Rourke today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is a 47-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who fell down on the cellar stair on 08/08/2024. Patient remember falling down, but nothing after that. He woke up in the hospital. Wife found him on the floor. He was foaming with blood. He was unresponsive. He was taken to the Albany Medical Center, where CT of the head shows subdural hematoma. He was subdural hematoma was taken out. He came home and then went back to the Albany Medical Center. He had a second evacuation of the subdural hematoma. He was on vent for 1 week. He was started on seizure medication in Albany Medical Center. Which was discontinued in March. Then he had a seizure on 5/17/2025. He was taken to the Ellis Hospital, E-L-L-I-S, where CT of the head done, which was read as negative. He was started on Keppra 500 milligram 2 times daily, but he is taking only 1 time daily. Now he is doing fine. No more seizure. He drank the alcohol night before the seizure. At that day he was sitting. Suddenly he could not get the words out. He was flailing. Blood came out from the mouth. In about 10 minutes, he was alert. No incontinent. Postictal confusion was present. Past medical history, C7 cervical fracture, seizure, close fracture of the jaw, essential hypertension. Iron deficiency anemia, insomnia, situational anxiety, hiatal hernia, GERD, alcohol dependence, past surgical history, craniectomy, and knee surgery, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, Keppra 500 milligram daily, Lexapro. Socialist, he does not smoke cigarette, does not drink drink alcohol, 3 to 5 drinks per day, beer and bourbon. He is a carpenter, he is married, live with his wife, have 2 children. Family history, mother deceased with cancer of the lung, father deceased, epilepsy and suicidal thought. No sister, have 1 half brother. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found that he is having a seizure, head injury, physical examination, blood pressure 130 over 90, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present. Next apple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 545, deep tender reflexes 2 or 4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 47-year-old right-handed Caucasian man, whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, epilepsy. Number 2, history of traumatic brain injury. Number 3, history of subdural hematoma status post evacuation. Number 4, anxiety. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to increase Capra to 500 milligram 2 times daily. I would like to order EEG. The importance of taking medication every day explained to the patient. And also importance of not drinking alcohol also explained to the patient. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see him back in my office in about a month.